I studied for 8 years. Mandarin. My mom, that was also the other thing my mom forced me to do in middle school.
Spanish. Your mom just wanted to turn you into a small Asian child.
She did.
Oh my God, like, she really did.
She was just like,
she really did.
She might have looked around and been like, wait, these Asian kids have it figured out.
She would always used to tell me that China was going to take over the world. That's all. She used to just say that.
So there is a deeper.
China's going to take over the world.
She was thinking about this.
You'd be ready.
So you're performing at Rolling Loud today, and everyone's like, what do you see the audience looking like? Like, what's the average or the couple? Like, what do you think?
I would love to just see a super diverse audience. Like, turning up, though. That's a thing. Like, Lindsey Sterling's audience, it's seated stadiums. People are sitting down.
Okay, you want
no one standing.
Jumping.
I want people to turn up. I need people moshing.
That's
the dream.
Yeah.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Clay Jean.
Yeah. Just to clarify the origin of Clay Jean, please, because we had a bit of a...
Yeah, it's Romanian.
Romanian. Okay. But you're not from Romania.
My family is, but I am not personally.
Okay. You know, Andrew Tate?
Not personally.
Is that crazy? Is that kind of your... I mean, your parents don't know who Andrew Tate is, do they?
No.
But is that like... Are you prideful Romanian or not really?
I mean, it's more just like an interesting tidbit. I'm like, dude's Romanian? Well, all right.
Wait, no. I mean like...
I personally a proud Romanian?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, is it just... Like, put it this way. People like, what are you... I'm like Greek. I'm not like pridefully Greek in Italian. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm just...
To be honest, I'm Pennsylvanian. I'm American. Right. But like... You're a little bit more, your parents are from Romania and you have, like, my name's Joey, bro. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, Clay-Jean. My pride mostly definitely comes from America.
Yeah.
But I definitely like have a lot of respect for, you know, where
you've
I'm
been
from.
Back? And
I've been to Romania. Yeah. It's where I got my violin.
That's rare.
When I was young.
That you go back.
I don't go back a lot.
Well, that you've been, even been back in the first place. Yeah.
It's definitely.
What I'm saying is like, why I asked if you were prideful. You don't seem to really be too caught up in it, but I don't even know if Andrew Tate's Romanian or what, but
he
like,
is.
What, oh, he is?
He is.
Like, straight
so
up Romanian.
When
he's
I think,
Romanian. I didn't know that.
When I think so. Of, Ro- like, the only I thing I think of Romania is Andrew Tate now.
I guess he's just living there. I don't
like, he's the face of Romania, right?
He
now.
Is, yeah.
Like, I guess he's Romanian, so it's, I didn't know he was Romanian.
So.
No, I don't think he is.
Is he? He doesn't sound Romanian.
No,
he's
like
an accent.
Dude,
he's
from
the
UK
or something.
No, he's not Romanian. That's why I was going to say, would it be weird? Because I didn't know if you were like Romanian. Is it weird that the face of Romania is just a dude who like lives there?
I don't even know. That's funny.
He's not Romanian.
No, he can't.
American British.
Yeah,
that sounds right. That sounds right.
Yeah, I think he just thinks that's the spot, Romania.
Bro, he was born
he's
in
chilling.
America.
It probably has some interesting extradition laws.
He's
or
born
something.
In America.
So that's where you got your first violin. And what's your Instagram at name?
The Trap Violinist.
The Trap Violinist. Yeah. So. Actually, your boy the other day was showing me videos, and I was like, "I've seen this motherfucker."
You have,
bro? Yeah,
that's fine.
Because you do the shit with rappers and shit. Like,
I try to. I'm doing more of that.
Yeah, and you cover like you do like sick, like you cover like sick rap songs with the violin.
I cover their shit.
It's not
sure.
just like the Beethoven usual shit you see.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So no, I've seen some of your videos. I like that shit. I like music a lot. I like music a lot, and I like kind of like. Obviously different instrument, different lane, but like kind of taking something that isn't like I would say
traditional,
I guess not. I don't want to say cool instruments, but like rocker, like, I don't know, like guitar, drums or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like Einar Banks did the whole ukulele thing.
Yeah.
And I was really into that. I thought that was cool. And then I saw him produce, like he got into producing.
Yeah.
And
he's making albums.
That
now.
Polo G shit was the first song to. About the BMW, and he put the ukulele and shit in it, and I was like, "Yo, I love hearing them rap over this ukulele shit." So then I saw one of your videos, like, because you have the amp and shit. No, don't.
Yeah, I normally have like a speaker,
like when you're on the street or something, like you have, and you're like shredding, like you'll go from like some classical shit to like some like T-Pain or some shit.
Yeah, anything,
bro. I love that shit.
Yeah, man.
So get too. So 12
it's
years
versatile.
Old. 12 years old.
I started playing when I was 3, actually.
Violin.
Yeah.
Is that like a family thing?
It is. Yeah. My dad was a violinist.
Oh, your dad shreds a violin.
He's a fiddler. He's a fiddler from Israel.
Is that the fiddle's different
That's
than
a real
violin?
Fiddle.
It's the same instrument, but different style of play. So it's just like fiddling is
like
more
fiddle,
like bluegrass and country.
Yeah.
And like south.
And you don't do fiddling. You do violining?
I more do violining. Yeah. More, violin's more like the classical, technical shit. Yeah. That's more.
So fiddling's more like.
You know, fiddle.
Like
if you
country,
heard fiddling,
like,
you would know what it was.
Yeah.
Like devil went down to Georgia. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
I know that was
crazy
Johnny
shit.
Or Johnny Daniels.
Charlie Daniels. The song is named, is about Johnny.
Right. Devil went down to Georgia. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Devil went down to Georgia. Oh, you're from Georgia.
I'm from Georgia.
Did you ever play that one?
All the time.
Yo, I might need to hear that.
Let's get it.
My dad put me on that show when I was a little kid.
Fiddle when you hear it. Yeah, okay. That's like the most, probably the most famous like mainstream fiddling song ever. Yeah.
So when you were like 3 years old, your dad was fiddling it up, and you were just like, "That shit's so cool. I need to hop in on that."
I don't even remember, to be honest with you. I just remember growing up and playing violin and like never having a choice to quit. My mom was like,
really? Like violin lessons and shit.
Lessons, practice every day, orchestras.
Well, at the time, camps. Were you like, this sucks or what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I hated it growing up.
Really?
I hated it.
Of course, somebody's forcing you to do
are
something.
You, yeah, like, now I'm. Are you glad?
Now I love it. Yeah.
Like,
now
I'm saying, you're glad that your mom did that. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But at the time, you're like, what the
fuck? Yeah, I mean, for 13 straight years, I was like, this shit fucking sucks.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
And now you're probably like one of the, like, I mean, I'm sure I've met some violin players, but they probably don't look like you. Like, you're probably one of the only like modern, cooler, like.
Pretty unique for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to thank my mom for.
Because I would say probably a lot of kids when they were young, when you were your age, their mom tried to get them to do violin. They probably did it for a little bit. Like, mom, fuck this.
Yeah.
But your mom stuck with it, and now you can shred that thing whenever you want.
Yeah.
It's like playing you don't know how to play the piano. You know how to play other instruments?
Not very well.
Yeah, I think playing the piano is very impressive.
Like, yeah, me too. I could never. And the ambidextrous thing isn't working for me.
I'm like, damn, why didn't my dad or mom? But when I was a kid, I would not have done that shit. I'd have been like, no, I'm not doing piano. But now when I see like random in an airport or some shit, if you can walk up to that and shred it, I think it's so impressive.
Yeah.
So go ahead, keep going. You growing up, you got your first violin.
Yeah, I mean, played my whole childhood. My grandfather was also like a pianist, a concert pianist, and my great grandmother was a violinist in like Eastern Europe back in the day. So it was definitely my blood, and trained classically, rigorously my whole childhood. But then like when I was a teenager, I really fell in love with like hip hop. Growing up in Atlanta, like that was
probably didn't have a choice.
Right, that was the culture. That's all we listened to. That's all we saw. That's all we cared about. That's all we talked about in music. And I actually started rapping in high school.
Shut up.
Yeah, I was like,
wait, I watched.
Put the violin down.
You dropped a music video. Did we watch it yesterday? Is that the one we watched yesterday?
No.
Zuck showed us one of him with the violin. Is that you on the vocals too or not?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that you. Did you do the violin and like in the studio for the thing and the vocals?
Yeah.
That's pretty lit.
Thank you. Yeah. That's why I quit my corporate job. I'll tell you how I got there too. So I tried to rap in high school. I had like familial trauma. Like my parents divorced when I was really young. I grew up with just my mom and it was a really tough home situation, and hip hop and writing rap just kind of helped me like express that. So I really like fell in love with that shit. And then my mom gave me free will at 17. She was like, I can't force you to play violin anymore. Like, this is too like pulling hair. Well, do whatever you want to do. So I quit. I went all in on rap. Shit didn't work. You know, obviously, like I'm a white kid. I mean, I'm just like a white kid from, you know, Atlanta. Just there were so many of us that were trying to do this, that I wasn't doing anything different to stand out. I was just like, you know, a laughing stock, low key.
Yeah.
So I went high key.
What? High like
key.
People when you're
in high every, school everyone was making
really?
Fun.
Really? They were like,
everybody was making fun. Really? To be fair though, like I was like also like kind of making it a joke. Like I would name my projects like the Flood 3, like for Lil Wayne's like Drought 3. Uh-huh. Like, so I was just like, I was really just fucking around. I was just trying to have fun. Like, I was passionate about it, but it wasn't happening for me. So I quit in college and I went to business school. I got a business degree.
Where'd you go to school?
University of Georgia. Go Dogs.
Oh, fuck. Can I tell you something real quick? Your story?
Hell yeah.
This might fuck our vibe up.
You were a Bama fan? What's going on? You a Florida fan?
War Eagle.
All right, I don't give a fuck. I mean, whatever.
No, Bama, I'm just kidding. To be honest, I love Southern
Auburn.
Football.
We can both hate Bama. We can both hate Bama. That's a fact.
Yo, Nick Saban retired, so we might have a shot. Let's go. Thank God.
No, but I went to business school. I was like, what can I do that could possibly help me in music tonight? Because I knew that was like the only thing I'd experienced in my life that I was like truly passionate about. So I got a marketing degree, minor in Chinese.
Useful minor.
Back up 1 second.
Yeah.
Minored in Chinese?
Minored in Chinese.
Can you speak any Chinese?
Yi dian dian.
What
does that mean?
It means a little. I studied for 8 years. Chinese, Mandarin. My mom, that was also another thing my mom forced me to do in middle school. And high school.
Your mom just wanted to turn you into a small Asian child.
She did.
Oh my God, like, she really did.
She was just like,
she really did.
I think she might have looked around and been like, wait, these Asian kids have it figured out.
She always used to tell me that China was going to take over the world. That's all she used to just say that. Okay,
so there's a deeper, like, there's
China's going to take over the world.
She was thinking about this.
You be ready.
Are you ready? Are you good at math?
I'm all right at math. I'm not like,
did she force math on you?
Nah. No, it's really just
Wait, I didn't even, dude, that is crazy.
The violin, like the two most Asian things ever.
That is like, that's crazy. Your mom wanted you to be a little Asian kid.
Yeah, I lived in China for a while too. I did like a
All right, wait, hang on.
Internship.
After school.
No, during school. Like junior, your junior year. Business school. Yeah, the summer of my sophomore year. Maybe it was my junior year, but one of those 2 years I did the summer in China. In Beijing.
That's crazy. Did you have any like...
Oh, because you're minor.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's cool. Minor,
did you have any like violin experiences in China? Or like were there any Asian crossovers?
Wait, he didn't say he's back in violin yet. I didn't hear that.
I wasn't even back in violin.
Yeah,
I hadn't even picked up the violin.
Remember, he said he quit violin when he was like a senior in high school and then started rapping and then went to school and hasn't done violin yet. So we're still going. Graduated from school.
Quit rapping in college because that shit just... I just didn't see a lane for forward. Quit. I was just like, I don't know how, but I want to get back to this someday. You know, did the Chinese minor, got the business degree, used the degree to get an internship in LA, moved out here, worked a corporate job for years, working at Dun & Bradstreet. I don't know if y'all know them. They're like a big data tech company. Okay. They're like a Google Salesforce kind of thing. Okay. And then, I just like saw this lane to like combine rap with violin around trap music, which is birthed in Atlanta, one of the cities it was birthed in. And
I would say that is the city,
the main one for sure.
You don't want to catch smoke for that, but I mean
Houston. I shout out Memphis
for trap.
Yes,
really.
Yes, I shout out Houston. I shout out Memphis. I shout out Atlanta. I shout out even some of Cali gangster rap affected trap. And there's one more I'm missing. It might be Charlotte. I can't remember.
Broward County, Florida.
Broward,
I don't know about that.
A little bit, maybe.
Maybe. Pompano. I mean, dude, so much stuff influenced the trap music. Yeah. I mean, it evolved from so many things.
I feel like, from my experience, the first like huge trap, it depends. Drill's different than trap. Yeah. So like drill, the first ones of those guys was like New Chief, York. Keef.
Oh.
I would say Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, New York's later on the drill. Okay, they just started that drill shit like with 5E.
They took that shit over.
Yeah, though. Yeah. I would say the drill. Was Shot like down. 2010, 2012, like Chief Keef, Dirk, like those dudes that were coming out. I would say that was drill. Trap, I want to say like Future, Migos, Thug.
Yeah, that was like the second.
Oh, Gucci.
Or third.
Is Gucci?
Gucci,
is,
I would
is he
say.
Trap? Yeah.
Gucci, Young Jeezy, T.I. I can't remember.
Is that trap?
Those are like the godfathers of trap.
I didn't think so.
Really?
Those are the godfathers of trap music.
Really?
Yes.
T.I., that's an interesting one.
Yes, 100%. Huh. There's a great book.
I mean, you're from Atlanta. I'm learning. Oh, there's a book about
more
it?
More educated than us.
Who wrote it?
Them
together?
What is his name? Simmons? I can't remember. The book is called Trap History.
Okay. You're a reader.
The culture of Atlanta trap music and the influence on the world. Something like that. Check it out. It's a fucking great book.
Yeah.
I love reading.
I'm a tough reader, but I'm interested in that shit. So maybe it'll get me on.
It's super interesting. It literally talks about just like from the birth to what it is now and just the journey.
I remember discovering Future in Atlanta. I was probably like 9-10 years old. Yeah. And my dad, like I told you, I'm a big Auburn fan, which is so random because I'm from Pittsburgh.
My dad, he
loved Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
And we go, I've been to a couple UGA games. I've been to a couple games at Bama, always Auburn games, LSU.
Yeah.
So we'd go and stay in like Fairburn, Georgia, you know, that is right outside Atlanta. Yeah. And you drive over to Auburn.
The country.
It's like, yep. So you start right there. And I'd never been to Atlanta. We were driving around Atlanta, dude. And I swear to God,
every
radio, because we listen to the radio, every radio station. It was when Turn On the Lights dropped.
Yeah.
Turn on. And I was like, what is it? I was like, it's nonstop. They keep playing this. It must have just dropped. And then I went home. I'm listening to it still. And then it was that was like Future's banger. Like all Atlanta was playing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, they're on their shit. And then Future is like, he's like one of my top five favorite ever.
He's
like, voted. I think
he's king in Atlanta.
You hear a lot about his work ethic in the studio and shit too.
Yeah.
My bad. I got off topic. When did you get back?
That is the topic. Yeah, but
when did you get back into violin?
So like 3 or 4 years after living in LA, I saw this lane to do this music, and I left my job. I left my corporate job. I st- I got my first check from like playing a wedding as a violinist, like just a violinist. And I was like, all right, I can figure this out at least while I figure out how to make this sound and really go all in. So I quit my job, started just like making a ton of music, learning how to make music, producing, all that stuff. COVID hit. I was just at my computer all day in the studio. I built a home studio in my bathtub at home and just started like making trap violin music and with vocals, with like rapping and singing and,
You were producing it yourself?
Figured out my own sound.
So you know how to engineer?
Yeah, everything.
Bro, that's the craziest part. Like I spent, that is the most, well, violin's pretty fucking crazy. Violin's pretty fucking crazy. But I will say like making music in general, like I go to the studio a lot. Like I make a lot of music, honestly. I have a lot of music, but I don't like put it. I like to go bring my friends, like throw my friends.
You make music?
Bro,
that's raw. I want to hear some shit.
Mitch literally constantly is like, bro, let's make a music video, put it out, put it out.
I love it.
Because the music is actually good. If it wasn't good, I told you, I wouldn't have said. I would just listen to it and be like,
I've like,
it's good. Stuff.
But it's not like I like,
let me play violin to it.
Like, what? We could fuck around in the studio.
That'd be a sick collab.
But it's not like I've never like gone back and like fixed the song really. Like, you know what I mean? I go that day, do like 4 hours in the studio, bring my friend, drink a little bit, pick some beats before, maybe write a little bit to it, and then go in and make some shit. Like, whatever. But I am always so infatuated with the engineer, like what? It's like cut shit, slide shit. And I'm like, holy fuck. And then it makes you think like rappers and shit, they're the talent. And it's like, bro, they're just going in there and spitting and the engineer is making them sound like.
Yeah, it's a team effort for sure. You gotta have
the engineer is.
Yeah.
Violin is even more Chinese to me. Not Chinese to you, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you quit, and then you after the weddings, you just started.
Yeah, full-time music. I started, you know, TikTok. I got on TikTok. TikTok did a lot for me.
Was that your big, TikTok was the platform that really did it for you?
TikTok was the platform that first blew me up, and I've just been leaning into that and posting on the other platforms. And thank God I have like my music is being heard. Like,
hell yeah.
I've got like 85,000 monthly listeners. I'm fucking proud of that. And
that's your vocals and violin, like your original shit.
Yeah. And I have two remixes I've done, Crazy Train and Lollipop by Lil Wayne.
No way. Like
68 originals other than that.
All on Spotify and Apple
Music. Yeah.
Dude, that is pretty sick. I need to see you like, so when you record the violin shit, you literally just take it in the booth and play?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go set the violin out, then you go do the vocals on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is. I can improv to anything on that violin.
Freestyle it.
Anything on the spot.
You have any artists like hit you up to do violin on the on the songs? Like,
yeah, I'm trying to think. I've some like lower level label artists that y'all might not know. No one like super huge yet.
Well, no, it doesn't really matter who it is. Strings on how does song. That go? But like, say one of those experiences you had, like how someone reached out to you and then like, Give me the process. You get it, like.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just, someone will most likely DM me on Instagram, whether it's the artist or the manager, and be like, yo, or I'll have some connects at like studios and I'll get hit up and just be like, yo, we need, have an artist coming in, they want a violinist, come through. I'll roll up, they'll play me the track. I'll like go in there, they'll give me an idea of what they want, or they'll just let me improv over it. Mm-hmm. I'll hit it like 3 times and then, you know, they'll chop it up, whatever they need.
That is.
Gang, gang.
Really? Yeah. So you like, they have the beat.
Yeah. Or we'll make the beat from scratch. Sometimes it's.
I was trying to wonder. I don't know if like you do violin first. Yeah. You get the violin and then you're putting.
It really
like,
just depends. You can do it however way you want. Start with a loop or a drums or.
Is your favorite type of like work making your own music in the studio? Or you like the street shit? Or you like?
My favorite shit is definitely making my own music. There's nothing like that. The feeling of like. Figuring out lyrics, it's like a puzzle to me.
Yeah. When
you put the pieces together, it's like
when it sounds
creation.
Right and shit. Yeah.
That's like the closest I get to God. Deadass.
Really?
Yes. When I create something that
when
like
fits.
That fills my soul, that fits, and it's just like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
I love it. I need it.
Oh.
It drives me.
That is so are you thinking like when you're doing the violin for it? Is that usually like the flow you go through with the lyrics or you're just doing the, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think because like when I go to like my process of making a song is a lot simpler because I'm not like a full-time music artist. Mm-hmm. I go find a beat.
Yeah.
Get the MP3 for it.
Yeah.
Take it and then maybe listen to it for a couple hours before the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like a little bit to it and then give it to the engineer. And then I go, you know what I mean? It's like not for the most part, unless the engineer like had a beat made, but it's not like I'm like thinking about, like, I'm just looking for a beat I like. You're like, trying to make the
The process is simple. I'll go, like, my favorite way to do it is I'll go in, I'll make a loop, like I'll pick a tempo, I'll make a loop with the violin, just something that sounds hard, and then I'll add drums real quick. I'll maybe add a counter melody with another instrument or with another violin, and then, you know, you got your bass there and maybe some texture, and then you start fucking with flows. You find the words, you got your hook, and you write your verse, or your violin verse.
How often are you in the studio?
Every day
in the studio. Every day in the studio.
And if it's a good day, if it's a normal day,
that's crazy.
I might need to bump my numbers up.
I have a home studio though. I don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, you do it in the crib?
Yeah, my studio is my crib.
And you always engineer yourself, or you have? Oh, always.
I literally never have anyone else engineer me. Unless I go pull up to a homie studio session. If they have an engineer,
you don't trust any other engineer. You just like doing it yourself. It's your thing.
I've been in this game for long enough to know that if you can do it yourself, a lot of the time it's better. I just don't like waiting on other people. I don't like asking anything of other people. I don't like paying other people necessarily, unless I need them. If I can do it myself, and I know how to do it, then I would rather just do it 90% of the time. So, and that's in most things, not just engineering, graphic design, PR, marketing.
Does your mom see your stuff now? Is she sticking her tongue at you?
She posts that shit on Facebook.
Is she I told you.
She gets her moments. She has her moments for sure.
She is? Yeah. And she likes the stuff you do?
Some of it. She doesn't love all the rapping.
Wait, oh, really? I met another violinist out here.
Yeah.
Different than kind of what you do. Or maybe I don't know the intricacies of exactly what he does, but his name's Thompson.
Yeah, I know of Thompson.
I don't know if you know him or not. He's usually his videos are different than your videos. So he plays the violin with porn stars or strippers or something, and they kind of just shake their ass to it.
Yep.
And that's, so I met him, and he's friends with Ryan Pownall.
Of course.
And I met him. He's like, yeah, I play the violin. And I thought it was I was like, you play this shit with the rap, you do modern shit with the rap on the street. And he's like he was kind of like, yeah. And I was like, oh shit, that's crazy, whatever. And then Ryan showed me his videos. I was
big booty bitches.
Yeah, I was like, oh wait, no, this is lit, but that's not who I thought it. That was like, that's not who I thought it was.
Nah, he definitely owns that lane for sure.
Yeah, the strippers and the shake that ass. Yeah, that shit. It's fucking, no, I saw him and that was, it was pretty cool.
You do a lot of live performances?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do a lot of gigs. I my TikTok goes off and I'll get fucking gigs all around the country. A lot of weddings.
That's what Zuck was saying.
A lot of damn weddings.
That's probably fucking the you can't think of a more perfect.
It's nice.
Because weddings, you need the classical aspect. When they're walking down the aisle, you can't be doing the trap shit, you know? It depends whose wedding, but more often than not, okay?
Yeah.
But you do the receptions.
I'll do everything. Yeah, I'll do. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why he's perfect for it.
It's because versatile.
He's doing it while they're walking down the aisle. And then after party, you're lit. Lollipop.
Immediately lollipop.
So that is, you're probably wedding's probably the perfect spot. It's a nice scenario.
It's a nice bread and butter. I mean, it's nice. That's what makes me keep being able to do my pursue this music career and give it all for sure.
You wear a tux to the wedding when you?
I wear a little suit.
Yeah.
I think that's where weddings are right now. Having that creative, whatever. At my brother's wedding, he had a saxophonist, but fucking jamming.
Yeah.
Jamming. So I can only imagine what you get those people moving. That's your job. You have to get them moving.
Yeah, you got, or just show them something different. Because a lot of people are afraid to move. Honestly, even if it's older white weddings, no one's gonna. It's a trap violin. No one's gonna be moving that much. Enough.
Since your lane is so unique, it's not it's easy. Say Zuck, for example, the other day, I can be who are some people in the game that you're inspiration right now?
Kid Leroy.
Yeah, so he knows they're definitely boys. Yeah. Pastor Jack. Yeah. That's the first two things he said. Kid Leroy, and he, it was kind of easier for him to answer that question. Do you have inspirations? Yes,
definitely.
All right. Do
you guys know Lindsay Sterling?
No.
Can I see what she looks like? I think I do.
If you've heard of, shout out Black Violin, obviously.
Shout out Black Violin. Kev.
They're pioneers.
Yeah, that's Marcus. Mitch's dogs. Yeah, let me see what she looks like. Lindsay who?
Lindsay's a goat, dude. Lindsay Sterling is a female violinist who 15, 14 years ago started just playing violin and dancing. That was her thing. You might have
heard
her.
She was dancing while she was playing the violin.
She dances while she plays the violin.
That sounds pretty hard.
She's also beautiful.
Definitely.
She's also absolutely beautiful.
You know her personally? Or not?
I do know her personally. Yeah. We're not close, mm-hmm. but I do
like
know.
Like you've met her a few times? You've been around?
Yeah, we've talked. What's a good picture of her? I mean.
She is on TV a lot. I've seen her.
She is on TV.
I've seen her do some stuff.
But she's goated. I mean, so she literally paved the way.
America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
That's where I saw
her. Yeah. Wait, on a recent one or no?
No. She goes back on there a few times. But no, she got on AGT doing this dancing violin thing.
She's hot.
She's super hot. And she's cool too and really sweet. And they all tore to shreds on the judges. They all were like, you will never make this work. You need a band.
On America's Got Talent.
On AGT. She made it to like the semifinals. And then they all ripped her apart. You'll never make it work. You need a band. You can't be moving and playing violin. You sound like screechy birds or something. They really went into her. And then she took that and has, in the past 15 years, put out 4 number one studio dance albums, toured the world, sold out arenas, has millions of monthly listeners, a worldwide fan base, like one of the biggest artists in the world, the biggest violinist in the world. And so she...
Is she the biggest one in the world?
She's the biggest violinist in the world. Modern violin, she's number one.
Modern.
There's no one even close.
Yeah.
There's no one even close. There's nobody close to her.
You?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I have 85,000 monthly listeners. She has like 3 million. I'm not even close. But she's amazing. And so yeah, if she hadn't done that for... She did that for like EDM violin and like pop violin, like those are that's really her lane and dancing. And if I didn't see her do that with those lanes and like absolutely crush it, I would not have had the courage to think I could do it with hip hop and trap.
Yeah,
because I didn't see anyone doing what I'm doing in hip hop and trap. And I was like, if Lindsay
kind of
can
two
do that,
polar opposite.
Yeah, and genres. she's also like
the violin and trap is two
exactly
the classical violin and trap are two polar opposite.
Yeah, and I knew also when I got into it that I wanted to be like a little I wanted to toe the line. Like she's awesome. She's cookie cutter. You know, but I'm
she's brand fam.
She's brand friendly.
Friendly, yeah.
You know, I knew that I wanted to be different. So I'm just trying to be like more like the batter boy side of the things.
Yeah.
If you want to put it like that.
Yeah.
But she's the GOAT. She's my inspiration. She's everything for me. And yeah, I got to play with her on her tour.
No way.
Last year. Dream come true in front of like 4,000 people in Seattle.
Shut up.
It's amazing.
So what's her tour like? Like what does she she performs her own songs and
all original music? You know, she's done some covers too, but she's completely original and she's incredible.
Who like what kind of people open for someone like that?
Walk Off the Earth open for her. They're like a indie poppy band. I don't know them so well, so like I don't want to mischaracterize them, but yeah, they're like a folky, indie, poppy, family friendly.
And what was the crowd like? Like lot, ages and like who goes to these?
Yeah, a lot of older people.
Is it
just like adults? You know, with their kids. I didn't see a lot of black people. I saw a lot of white people.
Who do you see at your concert?
You're also in Seattle though.
That's also in Seattle. Yeah. I mean my shows. I'm still so I haven't even done like my first tour yet. Like
I'm saying if you look like.
If I
you're,
want,
you're looking at your goals right now.
Yeah,
a couple of years.
I mean,
and
I
you're
would,
sitting. You're on. You're doing. Man. You're doing something like what she's doing.
Yeah.
What do you see the crap? Just because, like what I said earlier, it is so polar. Like,
yeah,
classical violin and Atlanta trap.
Yeah.
Like, imagine putting two groups of people that listen to Atlanta trap and classical music. They probably wouldn't get along. You know what I mean? Like, they probably hate each other in the same room.
Yeah.
But like, so what do you see? Say you sold out. Say you're performing at Rolling Loud today, and everyone's like. Coming for you, like what do you see the audience looking like? Like, what's the average or the couple? Like, what do you think?
I mean, ideally, I'd love it for it to be diverse because it's so polar opposites. Like, I would love to grab both audiences of like the hip hop trap scene and the classical violin scene. We'll see. That's like my big mission. That's like my big goal. I know that's like what I'm working towards over the next 5-10 years. Because right now, a lot of like my social audience, like most of my listeners, are male. Which is cool. Most of my social audience is female. But in like the 24 to 44 age range. But like, I would love to just see a super diverse audience, like turning up though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like Lindsay Sterling's audience. They all it's seated stadiums. Yeah. People are sitting down.
Okay. You
no one's standing. I need people. I want people to turn up. I need people moshing.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
I told this idea to a label like 4 years ago, an A&R at, Interscope. And I was like, this is my dream. I told them what I was just telling you guys. I want people to turn up to the violin. I want to sell out shows. They told me it never happened. They said, would never happen. They said, the violin is not that. They said, you will never get people turning up to the violin. Word for word, they told me that.
Really?
But I think I can. I think I can do it. And I'm
that might be the best thing someone could tell you.
Yeah.
Just like your girl when she got torn apart on the America's Got Talent. It's probably the best thing that could happen to her getting torn apart like that. Now she's a rock star.
Yeah. I'm really going to try to do that. That's my goal. That's my dream, to have people turning up. And we're doing it. We're putting together my first tour. Like, I'm going to be able to hit like 7 cities and sell out like 250 venue for my first one. And hopefully turn people up. That's the idea. I would love to go to Miami.
What if you like kind of trick people?
Yeah.
Like into turning up to the violin.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Like we've been at Rolling Loud all week. So I'm just saying, like, if I was in the crowd at Rolling Loud and like one of my favorite rappers came out and he just brought this dude who shreds to one of his songs, like that's kind of like,
what if you went out?
That's
with
like tricking people, but like,
that's a great way to do it.
Yes. Dude, I'm sure.
I'm so open. I'm so down.
Bro, and I'm sure if they heard like a trap violinist from Atlanta, a lot of these rappers, especially a lot of them from Atlanta that perform out here, like, I'm sure if you got in contact, they'd be like, yo, come shred to my song.
Facts.
That would be a sick fucking
thing. And a lot of these rappers too, a lot of people don't know or don't realize that they're actually super in tune with like the classical side of music. Like when you watch any of your favorite artists turn like in the studio working on something, it's so meticulous.
Yeah.
They really violins take a lot of songs. They know a lot about these little instrument sounds, and it's all very, very calculated. So I feel like they would fuck with something like that that is super unique and like classical.
The dream, man. That's the dream. We're gonna keep trying. I gotta get bigger. I gotta do some reach outs on my own, but
you're doing it though.
Would you ever doing it? Because you engineer for yourself pretty much every time. Mm. You ever think about engineering for other people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to whatever. I just want to create, honestly. Like, I'll do whatever.
Do you ever engineer for other people or not really?
I'll engineer for like Zuck if it's
yeah, yeah. Well, that's your boy. Yeah,
me
and
my boy at our home studio. Like, I'll do if I have someone over like to collab or whatever, I'll engineer for them. But I'm not really tapping into sessions and going into engineering, though. I would. I really have no like.
You guys make some bread.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make music.
Hey, lit, man. I mean.
I would love to hear something.
I would love to hear you shred a little bit for us.
Let's get a shred.
I mean, I know free concert, like whatever. No, but
please,
like,
I'd love to. I'd love to.
Shut up, Joey. We want this.
No, the artist union.
Yeah.
No. Y'all know that song? Y'all know that song by Trick Daddy and Lil Jon? Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. If you want it, you can get it. Let me know. All right.
I made a violin remix.
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
I'm hyped.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I love about it, bro?
Wild.
First of all, it's fucking crazy. Hold on, you're not done yet?
Oh,
you're not
shit.
Done yet. You're not done yet? What do you think this is? No. First of all, without getting into the music part of it, I love he has a huge fucking smile on his face.
Like, I love it.
You're in
I love
the zone,
it. I love
bro.
It. I love it
like,
so much.
Like, he can't, you can tell you can't help yourself. Like, you just know you're eating that shit up and you're just like, fuck yeah.
You're not wrong.
Like, that was crazy. So that is what? That's something you play before? Something you've...
Yeah, man, that's my number one like viral song. Like,
oh,
remix.
That one. That's the no way.
Universally recognizable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one that really like helped pop me on music platforms and shit, TikTok and everything. I wrote that in my mom's kitchen when I was like 24.
Wait, so that you've had that one. You've
had
that. Damn.
Yeah.
Bro, okay. You gotta explain me a little more intricately. So I noticed the one on the closest to me.
Yeah. This.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That one screams, right?
That's the E string, yeah.
That one's.
Yeah, that's the high pitched shit.
Yeah, and then the thicker goes this.
Yeah, lower down here. The violin is the closest instrument to the human voice.
You know what's crazy? I was like, you can hit the note. I said that before you even said that. I was like, it sounds like you're hitting the notes. That really makes sense.
Yeah, musically, like the frequency of human voice and a violin are the closest out of all instruments. That's also why people like resonate with string instruments and like the violin specifically. It's like an emotional connection.
It almost
sounds
like the vocals.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then where you are like, what is it, bowing it?
Yeah,
like bowing. But I'm saying, what's the word for it? Where you're, is that bowing it?
Yeah.
So like, are you... like this is the sweet spot, right?
That's the sweet spot. If you get in the fingerboard, it's not good. And
so I'm saying every time you're bowing, you're in here.
Yeah, you should be.
Does it change from top to bottom, or is it like your fingers?
You want to be like right in the middle. But as long as you're like, I mean, if you get too close, it's not gonna work. But if, as long as you're like here to here,
yeah,
and you want to stay parallel, you don't want like the.
So the notes change with your fingers. The bow really hits the same spots.
Yeah,
you try to be pretty accurate with the spot every time.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I didn't know that.
That's it.
Yeah, I need to hear a couple more. One, real quick, could you do Devil Goes Down to Georgia for me real quick?
I thought you'd never ask. And then let's go.
This is like my childhood. I'm going to show my dad this clip.
All right.
Dad, shout out, Dad. This is you.
Wait, hang on. Before you get into Devil, Devil Goes Down to Georgia, but plug the socials and everything. Yeah. Let everybody know where to find you, where to listen to you, platforms, everything.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? My name is Clejean. My artist name is Clejean. You'll find me on any music platform. Just put in C-L-E-J. You'll find the boy. I'm the trap violinist on socials. Tap in with me. I'd love to meet you guys. I'm Clejean Music on Twitter. And let's get it. This is the Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah, baby.
Clejean, play us out.
This one's sick. Hold on.
Get the phone. Let's see. Well, the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind. He was willing to make a deal. Mm-hmm. When he came across this young man, saw him the fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. Mm-hmm. And if you care to take it there, well, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play a pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your souls think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Clejean and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet. You're gonna regret because I'm the best it's ever been. Devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and so on and so forth. Hey! That's the Devil Down in Georgia. Thank you. Thank y'all.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.